your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846-4CA.
By the way, Aaron McLeod was on earlier on from CJAG, and just reminding people that out at Fuller Sports, this is coming up on the weekend. It could be of interest to you. Now, there's free admission. It's a mayoral candidate forum, and it's open to the public, and they're inviting you along at 12. Obviously, that's for lunch. But from 1 till 4, you'll be able to put questions to the various mayoral candidates. It could be just what you want to do if you're a little bit confused about how you're going to be voting on next month? Now, it's only 3 weeks away from Saturday now, the election day, so it's drawing close. So keep that in mind. It's at Fuller Sports Club. I think most people know where it is, at Armstrong Street at Edmonton. And officially, as far as the mayoral candidate's concerned, is 1 o'clock. But if they would like you to go along at 12, anyway, enjoy lunch out there and support the club, Fuller Sports Club. So it's available for you. You might want to join CJAG while you're there as well. But simply go to allthews.fullersports.com.au and get those details and get along and get all the information you will need to make up your mind for the 16th of March. Talkback 1-300-872-911. And I've got Diane on the line at Holloway's. Hello, Diane.
Hi, how are you, John?
Good, thanks, Diane. What are you saying?
Hey, look, the reason I'm ringing is I was just going to ask you to urge your listeners to please consider alternatives when they go down there on the day of the voting.
Yes.
You know, I just feel we can't keep having more of the same. And, you know, some of the independents that we've got in the divisions are great, but an independent that's running for mayor would be so good with new ideas and just fresh starts to different things, because I just feel we just keep going down the same thing. And the reason I'm calling is I had a conversation with Paul Taylor. Now, I always ask lots of questions. It's what I do because I need to know the information. And he was so approachable. Mm. He had some great ideas. And, of course, his main issue is crime.
Yeah.
And, like, most of your calls I know are crime-related. So many of Cairns' residents have been affected by crime. Mm. And, look, that's our biggest issue as well. We go out, leave our house. I'm always worried I'm going to get broken into. We have locks inside. My daughter has a lock on her bedroom door at night, and we do rusties. Like, we've got a store of rusties. The amount of times we've had attempted break-ins and break-ins, and it's no use even reporting it because it happens so frequently.
Yes.
We just clean up the mess, take on the cost of it, and wait for the next time. We do Port Douglas markets as well, and the amount of customers from down south that come up and go, oh, they just don't feel safe walking around Cairns.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to ultimately affect our economy. It's affecting everything. And the amount of people that have been affected with crime, honestly, I think it's their time to actually now consider this and actually look into, you know, how they can make changes. And maybe by voting for an independent like Paul Taylor, it's, you know, he's got some great ideas, and it's not just to lock them away. He's really got some really good ideas. And with his background, I just feel that he knows what he's up against. He knows the system. He knows where he can change things and make differences. I'm not on his campaign. I'm not, you know, I'm just a ratepayer that has huge concerns about how Cairns is going.
Mm.
I've been here for 30-odd years, and look, you can just see how bad the crime is.
Yeah, exactly. Where did you meet Paul?
He set up his stall as Rusty's.
Oh, okay.
And I'm always a bit of a skeptic, so I always have questions because I like to know what I'm, you know, how I'm going to vote and everything. Yeah. So I had a lot of questions for him, and he had such great ideas for Cairns and for affecting the, you know, helping with the crime and that. And like I say, he was so approachable. He was, you know, he had actual common sense.
Do you know, in so many ways, it's a whole new world when it comes to local government, which in the past has always, oh, no, nothing to do with us. We don't hold the hose. It's a state government matter. Jenny Hill, the mayor down in Townsville, she's brought that concept to an end by saying, no, we've got a nightmare on our hands. This is, she was talking Townsville. Now she talks Townsville and Cairns. She's saying, we have a nightmare on our hands, says the mayor in Townsville. That's the local government level saying we have a role to play. Now, it may be advocating. It may be coming up with concepts. It may be design matters in the CBD, for example, or in the suburbs for that matter. They do have a contribution to make. And they also, in representing the interests of their ratepayers, they need to get out there and advocate for them, if necessary, to the state government. And that's clearly what Jenny's prepared to do. And I think there'll be other mayors, and we'll also Angela Toppin the other day up at Mareeba. There'll be mayors, various places across regional Queensland, keen to follow suit because we've got to make inroads into this disgusting crime rate.
I feel the same. And that's, you know, initially I didn't realise that we could do something until speaking to Paul. And he said, no, actually, something can be done in this level. So, that's why I'm thinking, my gosh, people need to look and listen to and look, go and chat to Paul. Approach him, talk to him. He's very approachable and he, you know, he will talk and answer any questions.
Yeah. Well, there's an opportunity. I just mentioned before that Fuller Sports Club meeting this coming Saturday afternoon. And they, one, two, three, there's five. Those five candidates, mayoral candidates, will be on the stage after 1 o'clock through till four. Your opportunity. Go down and put some questions to them and make your mind up about what you're going to do on the 16th of March. Diane, I've got to shoot through. I've run down on time.
No worries. Thank you so much. Keep up a good job.
Excellent call and timely call, given the fact that it's only 3 weeks away from Saturday now, the local government elections. That's Diane out at Holloway's.